This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that 50% of the country's population should be made a part of decision-making process. He said Nari Shakti is playing an instrumental role in the development of the country, and this is the need of the hour to give them due representation in the policy-making.
विकसित भारत का मतलब केवल उत्तम प्रकार के रेल रास्ते इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर या कुछ आर्थिक प्रगति के आंकड़े सिर्फ इतने से ही विकसित भारत की सीमित कल्पना वाले हम लोग नहीं है हम चाहते हैं कि विकसित भारत जिसके नीति निर्धारण में सात अर्थ में सबका साथ सबका विकास का मंत्र समाहित हो देश की 50% जनसंख्या नीति निर्धारण का हिस्सा बने ये समय की मांग है
Mr. Modi made the remarks in the Lok Sabha today during the discussion on three key bills related to the constitutional amendments to the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam. The three bills are Constitution 131st Amendment Bill, the Delimitation Bill, and the Union Territories Law Amendment Bill. The Prime Minister stated that no one should operate under the arrogant illusion that they are magnanimously giving something to the women of India as it is their right. He emphasized that the entire political establishment is collectively guilty of withholding this right for decades, making this bill a necessary act of atonement. The Prime Minister appealed to the opposition parties not to give this historic legislation a political colour as it will be beneficial for all and for the democracy of the country. In a brief intervention during the discussion, Union Home Minister Amit Shah rejected the apprehensions of the opposition regarding the reduction in number of Lok Sabha seats in southern states after delimitation exercise. Participating in the discussion, Samajwadi Party MP Akhilesh Yadav said his party supports women's reservation. He, however, questioned why such an important bill is being brought in a hasty manner, adding that it should be introduced only after the completion of the latest census drive. Earlier today, Law Minister Arjun Meghwal introduced the 131st Constitution Amendment Bill and the Delimitation Bill in the Lok Sabha. Home Minister Amit Shah introduced the Union Territories Law Amendment Bill. Mr. Meghwal termed the day as historic, saying the government is working to give political justice to women. Initiating the discussion, Congress MP Gaurav Gogoi said his party is in favour of women's reservation, but it should be simplified and not linked with delimitation. Participating in the debate, Congress MP Priyanka Gandhi Vadra questioned the centre's decision to link the implementation of the women's reservation law into a future delimitation exercise. The field operations for the house listing and housing census, HLO, in the first phase of Census 2027 have commenced across multiple states and union territories today. The exercise is underway in Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Goa, Karnataka, Lakshadweep, Mizoram, Odisha, Sikkim, along with NDMC and Delhi Cantonment Board areas in the national capital from today. The exercise will be carried out over a 30-day period till 15th of next month, during which trained enumerators will undertake house-to-house visits for data collection. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held talks with Austrian Chancellor Dr. Christian Stocker in New Delhi today. During the meeting, India and Austria exchanged several agreements, documents including an MOU on food safety, a letter of intent on cooperation in military matters, and an LOI on joint working group on counterterrorism. Addressing the joint press briefing, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that India and Austria have been reliable partners in infrastructure, innovation and sustainability. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today received a phone call from French President Emmanuel Macron. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that during their conversation, they discussed the West Asia situation and agreed on the need to urgently restore safety and freedom of navigation in the Strait of Hormuz. U.S. President Donald Trump today announced that Israel and Lebanon have agreed to a 10-day ceasefire, marking a rare diplomatic breakthrough after weeks of escalating tensions along the border. In a social media post, the U.S. President said ceasefire will begin at 3:30 a.m. tomorrow morning, framing it as a first step towards a peace process between the two sides. In IPL cricket, host Mumbai Indians have set a target of 196 runs for Punjab Kings in a league match at Wankhede Stadium. In reply, Punjab Kings were 69 for 2 in 7 overs when reports last came in. Earlier, put into bat, Mumbai Indians were 195 for the loss of 6 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.